This Memorial Day, we have some updates. First of all, more than 200 American troops died in Afghanistan since last Memorial Day. 200. More veterans are passing as well. Paul Monty tells us there are hundreds more graves at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod, where his son Jared is buried. That means more flags for Paul to plant. We have this update on Paul. He's the father who discovered after his son was killed in Afghanistan in 2006 that flags weren't allowed because they impeded the lawnmowers. He got that rule changed and 2 years ago began enlisting volunteers to help him put out thousands of little flags. And Here and Now's Alex Ashlock was there.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do.
There it is. It's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
It's a Dodge 4x4 Ram 1500. It's got the decals, the 10th Mountain Division, 82nd Airborne Division, American flags, bumper sticker for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
My gold star plate on there. Go Army. You know, support the troops, and though it only gets pretty bad mileage, it's I'm happy driving it. He's with me, but he's with me all the time anyway.
Well, many of you know where this is going. A songwriter listening in Nashville named Connie Harrington heard that conversation and wrote this song.
89 cents in the ashtray. Half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard.
Well, this past weekend, Paul drove Jared's truck again to the Massachusetts National Cemetery for another edition of Operation Flags for Vets.
Now we're going to ask everybody to fan out through the cemetery and place flags. Please try to follow the instructions. It's very simple.
And also there, as he always is, Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Alex, big turnout this past weekend.
Robin, huge turnout. Hundreds of people. Their cars were parked on both sides of the road leading into the cemetery because all the parking inside the cemetery had already been taken up. And Robin, it's amazing. It's really kind of cool to see who these people are that come every year. Vietnam vets riding on their motorcycles. Saturday, there was one driving into the cemetery. He had his dog riding in his sidecar. You know I'm a dog person,
That's right.
I picked up on that. There are also always Cub Scouts and Boy Scout troops. Grandparents come with their grandchildren. And every time I go down to the cemetery on Cape Cod, I run into more members of Paul Monty's family. This time I met his brother Anthony. We were standing near where Jared Monty is buried.
Whatever we can to get Paul through this, because it's the song when it came out, I drive his truck, or I drive your truck, that was even, I mean, it's just bigger, and it's bigger and it's better, you know?
Bigger and better. And Alex, you told me that Anthony was placing coins on his nephew Jared's grave. Where someone had put a purple heart? Someone gave up their purple heart?
Someone gave up their purple heart, and we don't know who that person is, but it was on the gravestone. You can see a picture of that gravestone, Jared Monty's gravestone at herenow.org. And you can see how Anthony was placing the coins. He was putting them over the O's that are carved into the stone, and Jared Monty received the Medal of Honor. So right over the O in honor, you can see a quarter.
Well, look, we bring you this story because it's important, but also because so many people now who have heard this song care so much about Paul Monty. How does you sat down with him? How does he feel about all this?
Well, let's listen. I spoke to him on Saturday. He continues to be amazed that so many people volunteer for Operation Flags for Vets each year. The vast majority of them don't know him and never knew his son.
It's just so heartwarming to see all these people come with their kids and the scouts, and it's awesome.
It's been quite a time for you with the song and everything else. How are you feeling?
Traveling a lot. I'm tired, but we keep going on. You know, motorcycle run last week and up to Fort Drum during the week to present a scholarship there. Another scholarship presentation night coming up this week.
Do you ever think that what you started in 2011 would turn into what it's become?
No, not at all. You always hope. And that's the wonderful thing about life, is there's always hope. And it's way more than I ever expected down here. It's just beautiful.
Does it keep you going?
Of course it does. Of course. It makes life difficult, but it also, again, makes life wonderful, because I come down here and I see these people here. I see people in their 80s here that want to do this. And then I see these little kids here.
And yeah, Cub Scouts.
Smiles. They all have smiles on their face that, you know, yay, I want to do this. I'm happy to do this. That's what's so meaningful.
You think it connects people who really don't have any connection to the military in a way? Like you talked about the little kids. I mean, kids wouldn't know anything about the wars if they didn't see something like this.
Children are always our future. And so you have to instill in them the proper values for the future. And so by having the children here, they will remember this as they grow older. And they will at some point get involved and do it themselves with their own families as they get older. So what you're doing is perpetuating the event by bringing in the children.
You're a retired teacher. You're still teaching.
I have never stopped teaching. I started when I was very young, and if I have any knowledge or anything that I can pass on, I'm very happy to do that. One of the things that makes me proud here is so many of my former students show up to help out.
Is Jared Strzok here? I didn't see it.
Oh, it's right over there. Yeah.
Still driving it.
Still driving. Yep.
Have you been able to listen to the whole song yet?
No. It's just, you know, get a few lines in and the tears start and you just have to shut it off. Yeah, sometimes
I drive your truck. That's Paul Monty speaking with Here Now's Alex Ashlock. And Alex, it's a reminder that being an advocate for the fallen is really hard work, but it sounds like you wouldn't have it any other way.
No, it's really a great thing to see what Paul's doing.
Yeah, well, thanks as always for bringing us his story. And by the way, your son Casey shot photos. We'll have them for people at herenow.org. And as I say every Memorial Day, if you're in another cemetery, Long Island National, stop by Section V, Grave 239B. Say hello to Floyd Jones Young's U.S. Marines. Alex, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Martin.
Sometime, brother, sometime I drive your truck. I drive your truck.
Back in a minute, here and now.